Mishnah Nesador, Marvin Besimcha. Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world, daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, President's Day, 10th day of the month of Adar Aleph. I do apologize if there's any background noise. I am with my family at the Palm Beach County Zoo. Technically, the OU is closed today. However, there's an opportunity, if we're able to convene together to daven, important to do so. And especially, as I've been sharing the last couple of weeks, we've been mentioning the name of a young girl here in Boca, a young six-year-old girl who's very much in need of our tefillos. A name has been added to hers, which really shows the desperation and the need for us to increase our davening, increase our prayers. So please, today, as we daven, as we learn, let's put for her complete refuah shlema, as well as in your personal tefillos, please have Ya'el Shoshana Chaya, Bas Chana Fredel in your tefillos. Name Chaya has been added. Ya'el Shoshana Chaya, Bas Chana Fredel. May she be blessed with a complete refuah shlema. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult circumstances. The Jewish people, there's nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We gather again today for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizik, to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all those in need around the world. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Yaakov Fish of Eitz Chaim Synagogue, Jacksonville, Florida, shared Divrei Chizik at the Chus, at the merit, the honor, spent some time with Rabbi Fish last week. Always wonderful to spend time together with him, to learn from him. We'll be followed by Rabbi Fish fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Chus Chaf Aleph, Chus Lamed, and Chus Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We'll be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, Mishaberach for Shvuim, and Rabbi Fish will conclude with the Mishaberach for Olim. And we'll pause, giving each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. And again, I ask for you to please keep Ya'el Shoshana Chaya, Bas Chana Fredel in your tefillos. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call at any time. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And I do need to give a shout out to my two biggest fans who are here in the Palm Beach County Zoo with my family, who are both on their phones a few feet away from me listening to the Tehillim call. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for always calling in, even when you are here with me. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fish.
Thank you, Naftali. It's a great honor to participate in such a chashuv platform, people gathering around Klal Yisrael for a collective tefillah in an Asar, as the Jewish people are facing a very difficult crisis and a difficult war. Just want to share one perspective before we go in. To the recitation of Tehillim. You know, we're reaching out essentially to the Shomer Yisrael, to the guardian of Israel. And there's a reference to the Shomer Yisrael at the conclusion of the Tachnun that we recite daily, both during Shachar and Mincha. And we address Hashem as the Shomer Yisrael, as the guardian of Israel. And we ask him to watch out over us, because we are the people, Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, the people that recite Shema Yisrael. The second paragraph, we address Hashem as the Shomer Goy Echad, the guardian over the one nation. And we ask him in the second paragraph to remember us in merit of that we are the Hamiachdim Shimcha, we are the one that proclaim his oneness. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And in the third paragraph, we address Hashem for the Shomer, as the Shomer Goy Kadosh, as the guardian of the holy nation, and we ask him to remember us as the nation that Hamashal Shem B'Shalosh Kedushos L'Kadosh, the nation that says the threefold sanctification, and that's, of course, with Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. I just want to get back to the first two sentences, the first two paragraphs, the Shomer Yisrael and the Shomer Goy Echad. The second paragraph is very understandable. We reach out to Hashem and we invoke him as the guardian of the Goy Echad, the guardian of the one nation, because we, after all, the one that proclaim his oneness by saying Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But we have to ask ourselves, what about the first paragraph? We say Shomer Yisrael, he's the guardian of Israel, and we ask him to remember us because we are the ones that say Shema Yisrael. But isn't the whole point of Shema Yisrael to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the declaration, arguably the most important declaration of faith that we have in Judaism? We say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. So what's this idea of please remember us because we just say the introductory word, Shema Yisrael? So I think this really teaches us, this is an important lesson, and that's really what Shema Yisrael is about. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is not just a declaration of faith of saying Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, but rather we're saying Shema Yisrael first. Shema Yisrael, hear Yisrael. Who are we addressing? We're addressing each and every one of us. We're addressing our neighbor, our friend, our brother, our sister, our cousin, the person that we don't necessarily see every day, another member in Klal Yisrael. We're saying Shema Yisrael, hear Yisrael. If everyone's saying hear Yisrael, everyone's listening to each other, that's a prerequisite to Achdus. A prerequisite to unity is when people are listening to one another. If everyone's speaking over each other, you know, we're not being unified because we're just trying to convince others of our point of view. We're saying Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel. And my neighbor says Shema Yisrael, my cousin says Shema Yisrael, the person that's, you know, doesn't observe exactly like I do, says Shema Yisrael. Everybody's saying Shema Yisrael. And that's what we're saying. Shema Yisrael, remember Hashem, remember us. You're the guardian of Israel, because not only are we the ones that Hamiachim Shimcha, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, not only are we the ones that proclaim their oneness, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one, but we are also the nation that before we even declare your oneness, we're saying to each other all the time, Shema Yisrael, just listen to each other. And that's such a prerequisite of Achdus. And because that, the merit of us listening to one another, the merit of us to, you know, giving deference to one another, the merit of us becoming unified, we hope and pray that the Shomer Yisrael, the guardian of Yisrael, of Aron of Israel, will bring salvation to all of us collectively and individually in our needs, the Karv Mamish. At this point, I'd like to pivot towards the recitation of Tehillim. As Naftali said, we're going to begin with Parakhat, chapter 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancho Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishvach Ezrecha Mikodesh Nitzion Yisadaka. Yizkar Kol Menchosecha V'lascha Dash Nasevo. Yizem Ochol Chul Vavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimale. Ranna Bishu Asecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgo. Yimale Adonai Kol Meshal Asecha. Ati Yodati Ki Yashi Adonai Meshicha Yaneu Mishmei Kodesho. בגבורת יש ימינו, אלו ברכב ואלו בסוסם, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קר ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ביום קראנו. We will now recite פרק חף גימו, chapter 23. נזמה לדוד, אדוני ראי ואחסה, Pinosteshi Arbiseni Ame Menuchas Yinahaleni. Nafshi Yeshoved Yancheni Bamaglitzedek Laman Shimo. Gamchi Evach Begetal Mavas Lo Ira Ki Ati Madi. Shivzcho Mishantecho Hema Yinachamuni Tarech Ruchanai Shulchan Neged Zorah Yishanta B'Shem and Roshi Kresi Rabaya Achta B'Chesed Yidafuni Koy Mechaya B'Shavti B'Veis Adonai V'Arech Yomim. We will now recite Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, Chapter 121. Shir Lamalo Sestoy Nai El Hahari Ma'ayin Yabazri Azir Mem Adonai Yasvei Shemayim Vayet Avitain Lamo Chagla Chayanam Shemecho Hinei Lo Yadam Vlo Yishan Shomei Yisrael Adonai Shemecho Adonai Tzurcha Yadim Necha Yama Meshamesh Lo Yakeka Biyorech Baloilo Adonai Yishmacha Mikol Ra Yishmar Es Nafshecha Adonai Yishmar Tzeitzcho Reyecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. We now recite Perek Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alos Mimamachim Karasicha Adonai Adonai Shema B'Koli Tiyana Aznecha Kashuva Sikol Pechnunai Mavonas Tishmaya Adonai Niyamai Kimcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Kivisi adinai kibbasa nafshi v'ludvarei hacholti. Nafshi l'adonai mishamrim l'boker, shamrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el adonai, ki adonai im adonai achesed, v'arbei imofidus. V'hu yifteh es Yisrael, nikol abanasav. We'll conclude our recitation of Tehillim with Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil David b'yoso b'amara tshiva, koli el adonai azak, koli el adonai azchanan, eshpach l'fanav sichi, shosti l'fanav agid, v'satev alai ruchi, v'yati edasi nesivasi, v'arach zu ha'alech tamnu pachli, habet yamin orei v'eli makir, avad manos mimeni in doresh l'nafshi. Da'ati elecho adinoi, amarti ato machsi, chelki b'eretz ha'chayim. Hakshiva rinasi, kidalosi miod, hachileini mirotfai, ki amtsum imani. Ha'itziyo, mimasker nafshi, lehodos eshemecho, bi yachtir kadigim kisadmo olay. We'll now say, achino, and have a mind, our brothers and sisters, who are in distress in so many ways, in so many different facets of both the war and so many other aspects in life that are struggling at this time. Achinu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim batara bashivya ha'omdim ben bayam uben bayabasha ha'makom yirachim aleihem v'yotziyen mitzara luvachol v'yafel aliyarel mishiba l'guda hashta bagola v'zman karev v'namar amein. Now we'll make a special Mishaberach, the Chayali Tzal, for the members of the Israel Defense Forces who are fighting a courageous and dangerous battle on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Mishaberach HaVaseinu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yivarech Chayali Tzal Hagana L'Yisrael, Ho'amdim HaMashma Arteinu, V'Arei Reheinu, Migul HaLabana V'Admidbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadu Al-Labo HaRava, V'Yabasha, Bavir U'Bayam, Yitain Adonai Esa Yivenu Hakam Malenu Migafim Lefnehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yasir Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzar Avitzuka Mikol Nagal Machia V'yishlach Bracha V'atzlocha B'chol Ma'is Yidayim Yad V'rtzoneinu Tachnehem V'yatrein V'keser V'yishua V'ateres Nitzachan V'yikon B'hem HaKasev Ki Adonai Elohechem HaHolech Imachem V'yilachem Lachem Ima Yivechem V'hoshi Eschem V'nomar Amen. And now we'll say the Mishaberach, the Shvuyim, for all those captives and hostages of this time. Mishaberach HaVaseinu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Rahan, David Shlomo, Yivarech Yishmor V'Yinsor Esachinu Beis Yisrael HaShvuyim, Ba'avur Sha'anu Mispalim Ba'avurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachnu Malehem, Yishmerem Mikol Tzar Utsuka Mikol Negal Machla V'Yishlach Bracha V'Hatzbach B'Chol Ma'is Yedein Yotziyem Michoshech V'Tomavez V'Yishiv Hem Eher L'Chik Mishrochos Dehem V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
I'll pause in the middle for all those to insert the names of any ill people that are ill or injured. And please feel free to insert any names at those times. Misha Berach, Abaseinu, Abram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivarech, Zerafi, Eschacholam, Eschacholos, Yivetelcham, Bavur, Shanachnu, Mispalim, Bavur, and Beschai, Zeh, Kodesh, Baruch, Hu, Yimali, Rachma, Lehem, Lachwima, Mola, Raposna, Machazika, Machayosnam, Yishlach, Lehem, Mehera, Fuwa, Shlemu, and Hashemayim, Nerach, Ibrahim, Sagideim, Yisrael Shara Chol Yisrael, Lefuas Nefesh, Lefuas Nagot, Hashta Bagalav Isman, Karev and Omar, Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Fish. I look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, Mir Hashem, in the near future. Please join us again for our next call tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment of of prayer together, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world.